A personality quiz. A walk in the woods. Have a pen and paper handy before you read any further. As soon as you read a question, write the answer right away. Read the following questions, imagining the scenes in your mind, and write down the first thing that you visualize. Do not think about the questions excessively. Ready? 1. You are walking in the woods. Who are you walking with? 2. You are walking in the woods. You see an animal. What kind of animal is it? 3. What interaction takes place between you and the animal? 4. You walk deeper in the woods. You enter a clearing, and before you is your dream house. Describe its size. 5. Is your dream house surrounded by a fence? 6. You enter the house. You walk to the dining area and see the dining table. Describe what you see on and around the table. 7. You exit the house through the back door. Lying in the grass is a cup. What material is the cup made of? 8. What do you do with the cup? 9. You walk to the edge of the property, where you find yourself standing at the edge of a body of water. What type of body of water is it? 10. How will you cross the water? Results. This has been a relational psychology test. The answers given to the questions have been shown to have a relevance to values and ideals that we hold in our personal lives. The analysis follows. 1. The person who you are walking with is the most important person in your life. 2. The size of the animal is representative of your perception of the size of your problems. 3. The severity of the interaction you have with the animal is representative of how you deal with your problems. Passive-aggressive. 4. The size of your dream house is representative of the size of your ambition to resolve your problems. 5. No fence is indicative of an open personality. People are welcome at all times. The presence of a fence indicates a closed personality. You'd prefer people not to drop by unannounced. 6. If your answer did not include food, people, or flowers, then you are generally unhappy. 7. The durability of the material with which the cup is made of is representative of the perceived durability of your relationship with the person named in number 1. 8. Your disposition of the cup is representative of your attitude towards the person in number 1. 9. The size of the body of water is representative of the size of your desire for love. 10. How wet you get in crossing the water is indicative of the relative importance of your love life.